Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent that you can trust. It's an Irish-owned company with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. So if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, for example, and you think there's a possibility that you might be able to claim some of the tax that you've paid back, well, why not visit irishtaxrebates.ie, fill out their simple application form, and remember, if you don't get any rebate, you won't be charged a washer. That's the best part of this whole operation. They charge you a fee of just 10%. So how that works is, if you get a rebate from revenue, Irish Tax Rebates will only claim 10% plus VAT as their fee. If you don't get a rebate, they won't charge you at all. It's a great deal, it really is. So if you would like to find out more, visit their website, which is irishtaxrebates.ie. And a number of our listeners have been in touch with us who have already given it a go. Like Tracy.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I've just claimed my tax back and my husband's back this week. So I wouldn't have even known about it if I haven't been listening to your show. So thanks for that. So let's hope we might get something we surprise for Christmas. I will let you know if we do or not. Cheers, guys. Thanks for that.
All right. There you go. So that was Tracy, who's keeping her fingers and toes crossed that she'll get a few bob from revenue. And based on a study that Irish Tax Rebates have done, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092. So that could be you. So visit irishtaxrebates.ie and find out if you could get a few bob back from revenue. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Shane got in contact with us over the weekend, and Shane's issue is to do with his relationship and whether or not he should trust his partner. That's a basic summary of what Shane has been on about. He says, I'm with my girlfriend almost 2 years, and a few months back, she got talking to a bloke in the gym that she goes to in Blanchardstown, and after chatting to her a few times, he told her he liked her and asked her to go out with him for a date. Anyway, she told him that she had a boyfriend, which is grand, but since then, they've gotten really friendly. They're friends on social media, and they do the same gym classes, and they even have each other's numbers. She's very honest with me about it, about being friendly with him, and she tells me absolutely everything. I'm not usually a jealous guy, but when I told her that I'm not comfortable with her being so close to someone who obviously wants her, she called me a psycho and told me that they are just friends, even though he literally asked her out before. I wouldn't do that to her, and I'm really hurt by this. Am I being nuts here, or am I right for being so uncomfortable? I think it's a bit disrespectful, and I'm thinking of giving her an ultimatum. If this was the other way around, all her friends would have pitchforks out and would be telling her to dump me. Now, that's from a guy called Shane. So, okay, this guy asks the girlfriend out. She says, no, I've got a boyfriend. And not only that, she tells Shane all about this. Tells Shane everything. Shane knows all this information because she has told him. Now, if that's not trust, I don't know what is.
Oh, I wouldn't be happy.
You wouldn't be happy?
I wouldn't be happy, no. No, you can be pleasant, you know, say hello, whatever. How did she have his number?
There's no secrecy here. This is the thing. There's no secrecy here.
Doesn't mean there's nothing going on.
They're being upfront and honest. She's being upfront and honest. She has told him absolutely everything.
He obviously first got talking to her because he fancied her. Because he asked her out.
But she threw him a curve and said, no, bye bye, not
so
interested.
He's playing the long game.
No, she has been honest with him. I have
he's
a boyfriend.
He's not friends with her because he wants to be friends with her because he's interested in what she's getting up to today or wanting to go or to talk about books and movies. It's not. There's more to it. There has to be.
What do you mean there's more to it? She has told him everything. She has told him the guy came over to me and asked me out.
It is disrespectful.
I said, hang on. I said no because I have a boyfriend. So she's been totally honest with this guy. She's not hiding anything from the guy.
If you're in any way decent, you kind of be like, right, okay, he obviously has a thing for me. I'm not, you know, he knows I'm a boyfriend.
He can have a thing all he likes, but he's not going
to
act on it.
So friendly. Oh,
ooh,
no, I think
possessive, this, jealous, much.
No. I just think it's
no. That is.
It's. I think it's disrespectful.
In what way?
She's loving the attention or something. Yeah.
Should we all love attention? We all love attention.
But when it's at the expense of your partner.
How is this at the expense of her partner?
She's
telling.
I think it's a respect.
She's telling
thing.
Him the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. He asked me out. I said no. We're friends. Mm. We talk to each other on social media.
They met in the gym. Okay, they're not. It's not like they work together or have a common interest. They met in the gym.
Well, they do have a common interest. Okay. It's the gym.
He approached her. Obviously, they got talking because he fancied her. I would imagine that hasn't changed. I'd imagine he still feels the same way. I just, in what context were the numbers swapped? Are they texting? They're friends on social media. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Oh.
So if this were you and your fella was friendly with a girl in the gym.
Random girl who had asked him out and he was texting her.
How else do you make friends with people? You make friends with people. So are you saying that a man and a woman can't be platonic friends?
No, they can be platonic
friends.
But
what's wrong with this then?
But this situation is different. The context is completely different. This guy approached her because he fancied her. He obviously...
I know, for example, a mate of mine who is still best friends, now best friends, with an ex-girlfriend of his from years ago, okay? They were always friends. They went out dating for a couple of months and then they said, no, we're better off as friends.
But they were never serious, were they?
Well, they were shagging each other for a few months.
And they're best friends.
And they're still best friends to this day.
They had a history before this. These two people, these two humans in the gym with their sweaty hormones and their sexual wants of each other, they don't have a history.
Jeez, you're really reading a lot into this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I think it's...
So if this was your fella who was friendly with the girl in the gym, you'd be saying, absolutely not, I'm not having this.
I don't think I'd be happy.
It sounds very possessive.
No, it's not possessive. It's not about being possessive. I don't think...
It is.
No.
What else is it?
It's about respect. It is about respect.
So respect means that men and women can't be friends. That's what you're saying.
No. But some guy who was asking you out and you're going texting him and stuff, come on. There's respect as in, right, this guy is obviously into me. He's asked me out. I've turned him down. I'll be pleasant. Absolutely be pleasant. Say hello. Have even a chat, whatever. But there's no need to be messaging each other. It's not like they go way back. It's not like they have history or anything.
What is wrong with being friends with somebody of the opposite sex?
Because he wants to ride her.
Yeah, but he's not getting the ride.
How do you know?
She's told him no.
Oh, I think she's keeping him on.
So yeah. Men and women can't be friends.
The gal's got a plan, I'm telling you.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. And let us know whether or not this guy Shane is right to be upset. Can you understand where he's coming from? Or is this just absolute possessiveness, jealousy gone mad, that this girl can't be friends with a man, with somebody of the opposite sex, just because this person happened to ask her out at one stage? 085-825-2626.
You can be friends with a man and you can be friends with a woman. But the context here, just go back to the context. He took her out on a date because he obviously
wanted
to...
No, he didn't take her out on a date.
He
asked her out on a date.
Sorry, he asked her out on a date.
And she said no.
It doesn't matter. The point is she knows he is interested in her. And she's...
So what?
But the point is that... Does she need this friend from the gym?
Does she need?
I just think there's an angle here.
Jeez, you can argue cases. Does anybody need anybody?
Maybe I'm being cynical.
Maybe you're being cynical.
Maybe I'm being cynical, but I don't think men especially, and I'm sorry men listening to this, but I'm sure most men will agree with me, take that much of an interest in a random woman, even to this point after being turned down, unless he was secretly hoping for something. She's a random young one that he obviously fancies. He ain't taking interest in her because he wants to know her mind or whatever. He obviously wants the ride. And he's playing the long game.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Trevor has been in touch.
I think your text should give the board the ultimatum. At the end of the day, the bloke has already said he fancies her. He's definitely trying to get in there. We'll always stay in the friendship area until we have the opportunity to go that bit further. Every bloke would. And at the end of the day, if he gives the ultimatum and the relationship breaks up, then it's not really worth it, is it? She's chosen a newfound friend over her partner. Yeah, fuck that. Could you imagine if the roles were reversed, lads? She would be losing her bloody mind. And I guarantee you, she'd be telling him to end the relationship, friendship, whatever you want to call it. It's not a hope, man, but because it's a bloke who's interested in a girl and she says, oh no, we're just friends. Of course the fella who is the partner is a psycho. But yeah, we can't say that about a girl losing her shit in there about the rest of, can we?
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
No.
Can we actually just highlight as well the fact that if this year on the other foot and this were a bloke with a woman in the gym, I can guarantee you now, like he said, all her friends would be out. Oh, dump him. He's a player. They'll be all fucking putting...
But in this case, there has been no playing.
But even if it was, if the roles were reversed...
If Shane found out about her friendship with this guy by default, then I'd say, yes, definitely be suspicious. But the girl has told him everything.
No, this guy's playing the... No, he's playing the long game. I'm telling you. And she's facilitating it. She definitely... Let me tell you one thing, as a woman. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't speak on behalf of all women, but me, if I were single or in a relationship and I started taking this interest in some random bloke that I don't know, that I've no history with, that I've nothing in common with, really, I wouldn't want to get that friendly that quickly with a man unless I was thinking of something else. And I can tell you that now. I wouldn't invest my time. I wouldn't invest my interest. I can be friendly, but not to that level. I think there's an angle here. I think she's... either playing a game.
But until something goes, something happens, then... Oh, anyway, our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. Well, is this a red flag that she's friendly with a guy who is interested in her, but she's being totally honest about all this?
I totally agree with Katie.
Really?
Totally, totally agree with Katie. She's loving the attention.
We all love attention, Lorraine. We all love attention.
At the expense of your partner?
Yeah, no. As Katie said, she was on the other foot. Everybody would be screaming and shouting, saying how much of a dick he is. He's only looking for something, or she's only looking for something. It's no. No, there is an angle to this. There is something else to this. I know she's being completely honest with him, but as Katie said, why are you getting this friendly with somebody that quick?
Well, they have something in common, and the thing they have in common is the gym. They go to the same gym classes, and they just happen to have hit it off. That's it.
I know. Come on, Adrian. Would you feel comfortable if your wife came home and said that to you?
And said what to me? That she was friendly with the fella in the gym?
That made a play for her, that asked her out.
And she said, no, I'd be delighted with her.
No, I know you'd be delighted at that part, but like, no, I just think there's another angle to this. Like, I know she's being completely honest with them, but no. I think if this was the other way around, it was a woman hitting on a man, everyone would be saying how sleazy she is and this, that, and everything else. She's up to something. I just think, no, there's a difference. I wouldn't. If this was me and Jay came home to me and said to me, Lorraine, there's a woman at the gym, has asked me out, blah, blah, I'd be... Well, red flag. I'm like, no, what are you doing talking to her?
But hang on, Lorraine. If he came home and he told you that a woman in the gym asked him out, you should be delighted that he's been that honest and telling you all of that.
Yeah, but why would you still want to be friends with somebody who's asked you out?
Because you might just hit it off. And they read the signs wrong. They thought, oh, maybe you're single. They find out you're not, that you're in a relationship. They ask you out, you say no. That's it. That resets that relationship.
But you know they're interested in you. You know that bloke has, like, not that he has feelings for you, and that he finds you attractive, that he wants more than a friendship.
Yeah,
the girl's
a bit vindictive, isn't she?
Vindictive?
Yeah, a little bit vindictive, yeah. Yeah. A little bit nasty or something.
What does that even mean?
Is she playing a game?
That's what
game.
It sounds like.
No, Lorraine, like, as I said, if this girl had found out by accident, or this fella had found out by accident that his girlfriend was friendly with this guy, then I'd say there's something amiss here. She's hiding something. She's not hiding anything. She's told him absolutely everything.
But come on. There's no way yet. I would feel comfortable if Jay came home to me and said, a woman has asked me out. Now, granted, yeah, you're being honest with me, but a woman asked me out. Oh, look, I still want to be friends with her. Why? Yeah. You know she has an interest in you. Why?
Yeah.
Do you not accept that the fact that she has told him everything is surely a good sign of trust?
For now.
She's not hiding anything.
For now.
But for now, why do you still want to be friends with somebody? Why do you still want to be friends with somebody you know wants to go further than having a friendship with you?
From what I gather, like, they're not friends to the point of going out for drinks together or meals together or the cinema together.
Yes.
Let's deal with the here and now.
How many people have used the gym as an excuse to have an affair?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people have.
But you know what I mean? How many people have used, I'm only going for a drive, I'm going down to the gym for an hour and had an affair. Now, I'm not saying she's having an affair. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. But by your logic, Adrian, you're saying like she hasn't gone for drinks or anything.
I don't believe this is a platonic friendship.
How do you know the gym is not just a ploy?
Okay, but this then comes back to what I said earlier on, Katie, and I find this very disturbing, that men and women can't have a relationship. Platonic relationships if you're in a relationship.
This isn't natural. This came up from him being attracted to her. This didn't, you know, I work with people, men every day. I'm not texting. How am I working with men every day and I'm not texting them like that?
I don't know.
But why not? Because I'm not interested in them. And likewise, it's because there's no sexual... A man and a woman will not take... Who don't know each other in particular. Lads, back me up here. Will not put that much interest in someone unless they want to bump uglies. It's that simple.
No, she's not. She's loving the attention off this guy. She knows he's interested in her. There's no way. This, as Katie said, this is going to go... This is gonna go. In the long run, I can see this ended up being an affair.
What do you mean if it's not already? My God almighty, the girl has told the truth to her boyfriend.
Did he say they go to gym classes together?
Yeah, they're in the same classes. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, but she knows he has a sexual attraction to her.
Are they purposely going to the same classes? Are they like going together? No,
that's where they met. Again, if she was being... if she was lying here, he would know none of this. She's not. She has told him everything.
Dave says.
What?
Has she ever come home walking? Funny, and claimed it was leg day. The whole thing does not ring well with me. It's just too weird. And Adrian, I'm surprised at you as a man. Surely you know that men won't take that much interest in a woman unless they're going to get something out of it.
Exactly.
A random woman.
Angela, exactly. Okay, stay there for a second, Lorraine. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Two words, Adrian. Two words.
Two words,
reverse
go on.
Reverse psychology. That's what she's doing. Oh, I told you all about him. Oh, I
but
told
she
you
did.
What she was interested. Yeah, she did. Yeah, of course she did. Reverse psychology. That's what it's called. You know what I mean? I've been so honest with you. I've been so truthful with you. Yes. So, hi, how's it going? Yeah, we get on great with him, yeah. Come here, I fancy you. Do you want to go out for a drink sometimes? No, I have a boyfriend, but here's my number.
I don't know how they ended up swapping numbers. I don't know how that came to pass.
Well, you only swap numbers when you give it to him.
But I don't know how it is that they have each other's numbers. I can't explain that. But again, this girl has told the whole truth here.
Yes, she's been so truthful that she is texting a guy who fancies her. She's meeting up in the gym with a guy who fancies her.
And she has told her boyfriend this. She has told the truth. If you're having an affair or planning to have an affair with somebody, you're not going to tell the truth.
Oh, you do. Oh, you do. Because you know what? And everyone knows it happened to me. Oh, we're just friends. Oh, you know, she's so nice. You love her. She's great. Yes, he was right in her in my bed. So upfront. Sit next to me on the couch. Who are you texting? Her. I won't name her, obviously. But my ex-husband did it. Sit and chat the waiter on the couch and he was right in her. But he was so upfront with me. Oh, I'm talking to her. I'm going for lunch with her and everything. And he was having an affair with her. That's why. and women and men can be totally platonic.
Okay, so you're saying that, I can't believe this, to be honest, you're saying that being so truthful is covering her tracks, basically.
It's called being a sneaky little fucker is what it's called. It's called being a sneaky little fucker because she's come home, she has told him all about her new friend in the gym that fancies her, that she get, and don't tell, what, I can't believe you're actually sitting there, Adrian, going, I don't know how it came about that they swapped numbers.
Well, I don't.
He hardly hacked into the gym computer and got her number. She gave it to him. What are you doing giving your number to a guy who fancies you? If you want to have time in the gym, if you see him in the gym and have a chat and all that, fine. What are you giving him your number for?
So you don't have a number of anybody who's male, do you?
You see, you're twisting it now. I have loads. And when I was with my husband, he knew every friend of mine that was out there. He met them all. I had three best friends who were men 20 years before I met my husband. But I can tell you now, if I came home and said, oh, listen, I just met that guy in the gym. He asked me out for dinner, did he? Yeah, what did you do? I told him I was married. All right. But I gave him my number, so he texted me later on. I'm going to meet him in the gym tomorrow. How does that sound, Adrian?
So you're arguing that this woman is being so truthful, it's not real. Like it's
no, it's not.
You can't win.
It's not.
You literally can't win.
Well, don't, you know, don't overly befriend men who want to ride you. You know?
Yeah.
Simple as.
That's the difference. I have male friends, but I don't want to ride them.
It's awful because it puts her fella in a very awkward position. Then it leads to rows and fights. And the guy, you know, the chap to me, when I heard that message, I don't think he sounds jealous or psychotic. I think his reaction is very normal. I think it's disrespectful. Yeah. She's going
she's
to the
making
gym,
him paranoid
out with this guy who they both know is into her, and he has to say nothing about it. And
but
be
is
fine
it not great
it?
That this woman who's in a relationship told your man, we're never going down this road, I'm in a relationship, tough shit, move on, we can still be friends, but nothing more than
but then
that.
Is she still leading him on by being so friendly with him?
No, she probably told him, I have a boyfriend and I'm not interested.
I don't know, I think she's.
Yeah, we can still be friends, and here's. I have a boyfriend. We can't do anything, but here's my number. What do you give me your number for?
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Men and women can't be friends, basically, if one has even the vaguest thought of wanting to ride the other. That's really what this comes down to.
It's just... No, it's not like they went to school together. It's not like they have mutual friends. It's not like they have anything in common. What their thing in common is that they like to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Aisling.
Jeremy, Katie is right on this one. If she didn't want to be with him, she'd be staying well away from him, as far as waiting him as possible, because she'd know he's going to try to get into me if he thinks I like him.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Michael, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Michael?
How's it going, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Michael. Would you be bothered if your partner was friends with a fella in the gym who wants to...
Not one bit, not one bit.
This not one bit?
This is ridiculous. No, it's silly. It's nonsense. I have plenty of female friends.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers... coming on to each other, I would just stop. It's trust. If you don't trust a partner, touch on. If you think
and that's exactly
don't.
The argument that I've been making here, and you should see some of the comments being made about me. Is Kennedy that naive? Is Kennedy that stupid?
No, I agree with you this time, Adrian. 100%.
This all comes down to trust, Katie.
But it's not about whether or not she cheats on him. For me, it's the fact
but
that
you
she,
said
no,
there
no,
it's
no,
only a matter of time.
I think it is a matter of time.
There's no harm every now and again. It's only a bit of flirting. That's all.
I don't agree with flirting in a relationship either.
Ah, come on, Katie. Like, for Jesus.
So
what
you
have
you
got to
you have
down,
friends
like?
That are girls. How close are you with these friends?
Very close, very close. Close.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted to ride any of them?
I wouldn't mind. But I
but
didn't.
You, but you
I
did.
Wouldn't.
Yeah, but listen, but he didn't.
But
hey, there you go, Adrian. Because I have respect for them, you know.
You still are physically
partners.
Attracted to some of them, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever tried to ride any of them?
Jesus, Katie.
It's a fair question.
But it's not a fair question.
It is a fair question.
He is friends. Hang on.
He's saying it's everything. He can have friends, so many friends that are platonic. You said you wouldn't mind riding them. I'm asking you, have you ever tried it on with any of them?
No.
There you go.
I don't need,
There you go. So the fact of the matter is, you can be friends with somebody even if you fancy the arse off them, and, yeah, and just leave it at that.
But that's fine. Exactly. If there's a reason, if there's a history, there's a reason to be friends. Like, I mean,
I think, Katie, you're a little bit paranoid, eh, Katie?
No, yeah, that's what it sounds like to me as well.
Sorry, but 95% of people today
are agreeing
with me. Have you
got something going on, Katie, that you're not telling us about?
It's nothing to do with that. I think that this girl is playing games. I think what she's doing to her own fella is disrespectful.
But it's only a bit of fun.
But it's not fun if someone's hurting.
No, but no, hang on. She hasn't done anything to hurt this guy.
But he knows. Nothing. This, her boyfriend.
It's a bit of... If anything, a woman should be happy that someone's flirting with him.
Okay, fair enough. But what I'm saying is that if... What was my point?
See, Katie, you're on about the trust issue here.
No, it's not about trust. It's about respect.
It's about respect.
So he's at home and she's gone off to the gym with this guy who they both know is into her. And she's texting him... She's texting them and she's messaging their friends on social media and everything else like that.
So it's my friends on social media. That's what it's all about.
In other words, what Michael is saying is, as long as you know your boundaries, as long as you keep those boundaries, there's nothing wrong with a bit of flirting. I mean, you and Angela are saying, she's only minutes away from riding the guy. She's already put him in his box and said, no, that's not going to happen.
It doesn't matter. You're a man. You know you would not take over a lot of interest in a random woman unless you wanted something from her. Don't even tell me, Katie,
that may be true, but she's already thrown him a curve and said no.
He's playing the long game and she's letting him. She's encouraging. He knows what he's doing, by the way, cozying up to her.
She knows what she's doing as well.
She does know. That's my point.
She wants to be friends with this guy.
And dogs who want to ride each other.
Oh my Jesus.
Or she's keeping him on the back foot.
Michael, what do you think of that? Is that the ultimate in paranoia?
Paranoid a bit,
honestly, Casey.
I would never do that. I wouldn't do that to my partner because...
You mustn't trust him then, Katie.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't do it to him. I wouldn't do that to him, that if some guy were interested in me, that I'd be almost encouraging it. You can be pleasant. I'm not saying don't talk to the guy. I'm saying be pleasant.
Would you not be happy that someone is flaring with you,
I'm not that needy.
No?
I'm not needy. I don't care.
No, you don't have to be needy, Katie.
I mean, you're saying you've loads of friends that are platonic.
I think you're lost for words, okay, Katie.
No, I'm not.
Well, Angela, let me just go back to you for one second, Angela.
Can I ask him a question there?
You can,
it's
of course.
Michael,
yeah.
Is it Michael? Yeah, Michael, all these women that you say that you want to ride that are friends of yours, do they know you want to ride them?
Yeah.
They do. And their partners are okay with that?
They're all 100%. Trust barrier, you know.
You see, just because, Angela, you might fancy riding somebody doesn't mean you're going to ever do it.
You know?
Sorry, Casey, can I just ask him another question? So, Michael, if your wife or partner came home and said, I was at the gym, this guy wants to ride me, I said no, but I'm going to meet him in the gym every day, would you be okay with that?
Sound as a pounce. I have trust.
But there you go.
Trust.
You're such a liar. Sorry, Angela, I have to say.
She's not going to run off with him.
Angela, I have to say.
She's coming back
this,
to me.
This does.
You're a liar.
Hang on. Just give the guy the benefit of the doubt here. A relationship is built on trust. Is that right?
Yes, Adrian.
Yeah. Okay. And if there is no trust, there is no relationship. Agreed?
Yeah, yes,
exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
so.
I totally agree.
Yep. Yeah, so this girl is throwing her trust at her boyfriend, telling her absolutely everything. He trusts her. Well, at least he did. He should trust her. If he's not prepared to trust her, there is no relationship.
I tell him to walk away because I'm going to tell him now. The trust was gone the second she gave him her phone number.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't know that, by the way.
I just want to know the context that Michael said that his platonic friends know. Angela asked you, Michael, do your platonic friends who you want to ride, do they know you want to ride them? And you said yes.
Yeah.
And their partners know too.
Hang on. I have to ask. How do your platonic friends that are so platonic know that you want to ride them?
Because I've said it to them. I wouldn't mind giving your other half a length. Do you know what I mean?
You've just made my
Adrian,
point.
Adrian, this
you
is what
fail.
You're basing your point on.
Angela, listen to what he said. He has told them, but nothing has ever happened.
Nothing.
Is who you are basing your... Of course they're not. They listen to him. Would you ride him? I certainly would. But I can tell you one thing.
I wouldn't be
Michael,
like you.
Don't even try it, love.
What's wrong with all of us women?
Go on, Michael. Go on.
Yeah, we're all wrong.
The paranoia and all of you women is disgraceful. You can't, if me or Adrian got a number off of a girl today, and it's a big blowing up, why?
I'm just so glad that you have platonic friends that are so platonic that you want to ride them and they know you want to ride them.
But nothing is happening.
But it's not platonic because he's physically attracted to them.
I don't want to ride all my friends. I want to, you know, there is a few of them that I wouldn't mind.
You wouldn't mind a go of?
Yeah.
But he's not going to.
I'm happy with it.
That's what I was going to ask, Michael. You're in a relationship. And there is a lot of trust in your relationship, obviously. Would your partner know that there's some of your platonic friends you wouldn't mind giving a length to?
Oh, I'd say to her, I wouldn't mind giving her a length.
And no, she's cool with that.
As my missus does say, there's no harm in looking.
And isn't that the truth, Katie? There's no harm in looking. Acting is a completely different...
Absolutely, there's no harm in looking. But the point is that he says... I know he hasn't done it, and he says he wouldn't do it. Jury's out on that one. But he's saying that he wouldn't mind riding them. It's not so platonic if you wouldn't mind riding your friend. It's not platonic. It negates the platonic.
Katie,
it's a bit of flame.
That's all it is.
Holy camoly. You swear you were going out saying, right, I'm having sex with you tonight. I want to have sex with
you. Katie, have you never looked at the man saying, I wouldn't mind riding him?
Yeah.
Yeah, well then.
But no.
What's the difference?
No, I wouldn't think, I wouldn't mind riding him. I'm not some kind of pervert.
But have you ever looked at a bloke and gone, he's a ride?
I've looked at men, yeah. We won't go there.
You're going very subtly then, Katie. Yeah. What are you saying, look?
The point is that this person that I'd be thinking of,
yeah,
it's an older man that I'm a bit of a thing for. It's
come on.
I would never do anything. It's purely.
But nor is
like,
Michael.
But I'm not befriending him.
There you go.
I wouldn't befriend him and get close and be texting him and all that.
No, he's not. I'm just giving
this guy as an example because Adrian knows him and he's a bit of a silver fox. He's a bit
you
of a silver fox.
It's the paranoia in those women's head. If there's no trust, you walk
away.
Again,
Katie, every single one of your friends.
The point is that this particular individual that you think is massive. Yeah. You're not going to do. You see, you're even.
But he's like in his 50s, so he's like really old.
Well, you can't ride.
No. No, but the point is that it's more like he's lovely looking, he's nice, he's sound. It's not like I would not try and befriend him. Like this is menacing.
Menacing?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Who's menacing? What, Michael?
This guy at the gym is, you know, getting all friendly with this girl because he's playing the long game.
But he's not getting anywhere.
If I fancy someone was purposely trying to befriend them and stuff and text them and all, that'd be different. But there's not. It's very different to look at someone and think, oh, they're good looking, they're attractive, they're nice looking.
Michael, you obviously believe that you can be friends with somebody even if you happen to fancy the arse off them.
Yes, Adrian, you can.
And you are that soldier. You have friends that you wouldn't mind getting up on, but you're able to control your urges. And
I know the woman I'm going to home with every night.
There you go.
But that's
the trust.
But you're not. It's not platonic. If you fancy them, it's not platonic. If you fancy them, the whole thing of a platonic relationship.
A platonic relationship is a friendship relationship that has no sexual.
There's a message from Darren there. Play it.
From Darren.
Now, this is the man.
Okay, hang on.
Adrian is just being so naive. It's not even funny. Men and women cannot be platonic friends.
Jeez.
Either one of them wants to ride one of them or vice versa. Something is going on there if it's not already.
Yeah. It's the swapping of numbers, like.
Again, I'm
going to
sound like a broken record here. This lady is not hiding anything from Shane.
Yes.
Nothing whatsoever.
Yes.
She has told him everything. What more can you ask for
exactly.
in a relationship?
It'd be different if he was doing it behind her back, lying us, and she found it on the phone or something.
But,
maybe
she's not planning on getting with him, but I think there's a bit of game playing going on. I think she likes the attention. I don't think she's friends with him and he's friends with her.
Who doesn't like attention? Who doesn't like attention?
Oh, if you have to do that to get attention, then you really need to look at yourself. If you have to lead some guy on in the gym to get attention or so.
Do me a favour, Michael. Stay
the
there
whole
for a second.
Thing is very strange to
stay
me.
Stay there for a second. Our number is 0858252626. Can men and women be platonic friends if one of them sort of fancies the other? Michael is saying absolutely. Yeah, no problem. He wants to ride
but
with you and his friends.
Okay.
But he's never going to do it.
Okay, he's never going to do it. But the point is, and I'm sorry I'm going to say it again, I do not believe for men especially, and I'm sorry, not all men, but a lot of men, I don't believe that men would take that much of an interest. If she looked like Susan Boyle, I guarantee you that dude wouldn't be texting her the way he does. No. No way.
Brian just messaged, Katie, I have plenty of female friends that I wouldn't mind having a go of.
Thank you for proving my point, Brian.
Wouldn't mind having a go of.
When do we talk about
actually,
women as in having a go of, by the
I'm
way?
I'm just reading what he said.
It's not a rodeo bull and a fucking
I'm
carnival.
Just reading what he said. But the point is, you can be working with somebody, you won't ever act on it, but you might fancy them. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that?
But you have if you're working with someone and you fancy them, that's different. You're on the same team, you have there's context. These two people have formed a friendship out of him asking her out, out of an attraction that he felt for her and him wanted to ride her.
Now, for all we know, they could have swapped numbers beforehand. They might have had each other's numbers before he ever asked her out, for whatever reason.
That's
something
bullshit.
To do with the
now
gym class or...
Straws.
No, something to do with the gym class or whatever. Let me bring in some more calls. Simon, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Simon?
I'm all right, Adrian. Bullying a bit. I mean, watch this one on. That chap needs to get rid of her. I would snap if that was my miss.
You would snap.
No. Yeah, she's absolutely no.
Okay, so I want you to imagine you are Shane and your girlfriend of almost 2 years is friends with a guy in the gym. The guy actually asked her out, but she said, no, I've got a boyfriend. Where do you snap over that? She's after telling you the truth, she's done exactly what you would expect somebody in a relationship to do.
Well, obviously, I mean, the boyfriend, she'd be afraid of him finding out, so she might as well tell him something small. So I think she's just being cunning about it. I mean, she's well going to end up cheating. I think she has no respect for her fella if she's going around chatting with this fella and he's flirting with her. And
hang on, Simon. If she had something to hide, she'd be hiding it.
Yeah, but you know, that's how a good liar works. You give a little bit of information, don't you?
Oh, is it? I don't know. Apparently, you and Angela are saying the same thing. So you believe that this girl is taking the piss out of her boyfriend?
Big time, yeah. And I think she's an attention-seeking tramp. Honestly, I wouldn't let my boy talk to any fella. And I'd look to her phone.
Whoa, calm down there.
I was with you till that now. I would like to...
You had me at hello, but you lost me at that bit.
I'm sorry, but like it's very hard to trust, especially women these days. Women, like men, fair enough, we're different. I mean, women are very snaky. They know how to get around it, you know? They know how to cheat and get away with it. Because they know how to keep their mouth shut and so do their friends.
So you believe that this woman has told Shane enough truth to cover her arse, basically?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And you don't believe that somebody can be friends with somebody of the opposite sex if their thing that they have in common is the gym? Even if he asked her out at one stage, you believe that's a red flag, he needs to dump her?
Big time, yeah. I think he'll end up riding or something's going to happen.
Do
that's happening to a couple of them.
No, like
I do, yeah.
I was agreeing with what you were saying, that I believe there's a little bit of game playing here, there's a plan here. But you used the word, I wouldn't let. Was that what you said? I wouldn't let her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, she's no male friend. I made sure she blocked them all and lead them all over home.
This is the next step, Katie, from what you're talking about.
No.
This
don't
is.
Even. Don't
It
compare.
Literally is.
No. When there's context and a history or a common ground, it's different, a friendship. Not when some guy goes up to chat you up and ask you out, and then you form this friendship out of him asking you out.
Michael, what do you make of Simon here, whose girlfriend has no male friends, because...
He's basically saying that I told her.
Yep, that's what he said, yeah.
I told her not to have any male friends. So, Simon, your relationship, how long are you with your missus?
About 3-4 years.
God love the woman.
Nah, but come here, like, I mean, it works out because, I mean, I don't have to worry about any of the fellas around or that, and like, that's sniffing around.
Plenty of fellas around my missus and on 100% hand and heart, I don't have any issues.
I'd love you, pal.
I wouldn't be telling her who she could and who she couldn't be hanging around with, that's for sure.
How do you know she's not doing that? And how do you know she hasn't done that behind your back or that and like that? How do you know?
I don't.
Well, there you go. Women can be very devious. I just seem to be very devious and very cool in you.
I know, but I wouldn't be telling her what friends she can have and what friends she couldn't have, that's for sure, you know. That wouldn't happen.
No, I don't. I mean, it's not the way that we're designed. I don't think men and women can be friends at all.
You told your partner that you will not talk to him or what? What happens?
Oh, I'd end up getting rid of her. I'd end up dumping her. I'd end up kicking her out, like.
My Jesus. There's no trust there at all, bro.
And I have to say to you, Simon, and this is something I mentioned earlier on, a relationship, I think we all agree, is built on trust. If there is no trust, there's no relationship. In your case, Simon, there is zero trust.
Zero.
Yeah, well, come on. How can men and women be friends?
What are you with the girl for? You know what I mean? If you're like that.
As a matter of interest then, Simon, do you have any female friends?
Well, I've had one or two, but something's happened, so I'm going to have to see the punch of
there you go. She's not allowed to have a friend.
So hang on. You did have some female friends, but something happened. What, you ended up riding one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up riding one of them, and then, like, I mean, I said, hey, you know what? No, that's not right. Can't be doing that. So I just had to kind of pump the brakes on. Anyway, I wear the pants. I'm the man. End of story.
No
male friends. That's it.
There you go now, Katie. Where's Katie?
Oh, Katie's gone silent.
I'm sitting here speechless.
Katie, where are you, love?
I'm sitting here speechless.
Come back. Do you know what I mean, Katie?
No, hang on. Don't even liken this to what's going on in the gym with the people who are
Katie,
never
hold on a minute. You're not listening to what this fella just said.
This guy is another level.
I mean, Simon, I have to put you in the category of, we spoke last week on this podcast in some recent episodes about coercive control, and you are that soldier. You literally are coercively controlling your partner if you're telling her that she can't have male friends.
Because you went off and had sex with one of your ones.
Come on, Simon. Hello? I'm waiting.
Sorry, Simon. The line broke there. The women can be very naive, in fairness.
You're a big paranoid schizophrenia, haven't you? And I promise you, I pity that poor woman you're with. I hope she's listening to this radio station and says, you know what, when I go home, I'm going to go in and do the next door neighbour.
So what, Simon, if you found out that your partner was texting a fella from school, let's say she bumped into him and they go way back and he gave her a text, oh, nice to see you today, blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's common ground there. They know each other going back years. You know, there's nothing in it. Would you be pissed off with that?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, why is she back talking to someone she's talked to years ago? It's not like she has anything to do with him anymore. Like, you go out of school, you move on with your life. Jesus. I just think your one is very naive.
And what would you do if you found texts? You said you don't let her talk to her. Like, so how do you stop her talking to other men?
I'd say, look, it's either that or you go out the door, simple as. And I mean, geez, I'd lay the foot down.
Hang on, she's not even allowed to talk to men.
No.
Dag away, will you? That woman would want to get a pair of fucking balls.
Because, Simon, I have to say, the more I'm talking to you, the more disturbed I'm getting.
It is, by the control
freak.
And that's exactly what you are, a control freak. That she can't talk. So does she work?
Sorry?
I bet you she does.
Does your partner work?
Yeah, she does, yeah.
Okay.
And
is she allowed to talk to men at work?
No, I mean, she doesn't. As far as I know, she doesn't. She tells me she doesn't.
She doesn't talk to... colleagues
she
or customers. Right, so she works in a hairdresser's. There's women there, but I'm sure there's a man there from time to time. She's not allowed to talk to him, no?
Yeah, but usually when men that are there, like that are walking there, are gay anyway.
Oh my God.
Wow.
There's something lacking. It really has hit another level.
Like, I mean, I'm talking about
control freak, Simon. I hope this woman of yours fucks off away from me when she gets home. A control freak. She can't. So what if the false man was to say to her, listen, will you sign this letter? Is she allowed to answer him?
His phone's breaking up, Adrian.
A likely story.
If he goes,
I genuinely can't hear him.
If she goes into a shop or if she goes, does she go on a night out with girls?
Yeah, she'd go with girls, all right, and I know her mates, like I know her girl mates.
And what about if her girl mates' boyfriends show up?
Well, I mean, deal with that board, like she's not really going to be talking to them. I mean, it's all right in other countries to do it, like the likes of Saudi Arabia and all that.
We're not talking about other countries, we're talking about Air Ireland. Ireland, the island of Ireland.
Well, I mean, we're calling into all that now, and to be honest, I don't see how I'm wrong with it, because they have happy little lives over there.
I think you're on another planet, mate.
What? I just don't think it's right. I don't. Okay, anyway, we're talking about and this Michael, one in the gym. Michael, you're very naive and stupid.
Okay, Michael, your argument was you even if you want to ride one of your friends, you can still be platonic friends with somebody you might fancy.
Yes.
Do you
yes.
check her phone?
Of course I do.
Oh, you freak!
I wouldn't. I just wouldn't do it randomly. I just do it. I just pick it up and it was there beside me. Like, I wouldn't ask for that. I just feel it was there. I'd pick it up.
All right, paranoid.
Yeah, absolutely. Simon, I have to say, I find talking to you a little bit depressing that somebody like you actually exists. I was arguing earlier on that it is possible to have platonic friends. You mightn't like it as Shane isn't overly comfortable with the relationship his girlfriend has with this guy in the gym, but it's nothing like this. He's not dictating. When he did say he was going to give her an ultimatum, you think he should give her an ultimatum, do you?
Big time, yeah, big time. I mean, Jesus, what's she being so stupid and naive for and disrespectful, letting the guy text her that shit? Like, how do you know he's not sending her dick pics or nothing like that? I mean, you don't swim in with cop on and say, here, fuck off, I'm a fella, go away from me.
Okay, so so Shane said, I think it's a bit disrespectful and I'm thinking of giving her an ultimatum, and you'd say, yes, do.
Yeah, I would. I mean, it's the animal kingdom, isn't it? I mean, we're out, men, we want one thing and that's it. I mean, you wouldn't be with your board otherwise, would you?
Stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Damien!
Hey, Damien here. Kitty will probably have a heart attack, but for this rare occasion, I actually agree with her.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland. About opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
I knew it would happen someday, Damien. My old flower, Damien, my pal. Look at me and Damien being best friends now after all our years of...
Just a moment ago, Damien said, I would actually have played Damien, again. Hang on, fantastic. Hang on.
Damien here.
Yeah.
Kitty will probably have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
But for this rare occasion, I actually agree with her.
That has never happened before.
No, it hasn't, no.
Damien, thanks so much for being my best friend.
Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
That's the story, lads.
Dave, can men and women be friends even if one wouldn't mind a ride from the other?
Not really, no. To be honest. Like, I have loads of female friends. I don't have sex with any of them. And,
no, I didn't say you did. Would you mind having sex with one or two of them?
No, I wouldn't. They're like genuine friends. I don't see them in that regard. And I'm sorry, but Katie is right. If a guy starts off giving that much attention to a woman, and then she's like, oh, but I have a fella, but you can have my number, he's not going to be like, well, at least I got a new friend. He's not going to be.
Thank you.
That's human nature. Yes. Like, you know, like, Adrian, I understand you have to play devil's advocate and all this, but come on, you're being silly now. You're making yourself silly.
Well, no, the argument that I've been making is that your relationship, or a good relationship, a good solid relationship, is built on trust. And if you don't trust her, then you finish with her. Or him, yeah? If the trust is gone.
Yeah, of course. Trust is one of the core tenets
absolutely.
Of a relationship.
But this guy, Shane, who's the guy who got in contact with us, has nothing not to trust her over because she's been so honest with him. She's told him everything.
Listen, it's a different story if you're like, oh, there's this new lad in work and we're all getting along really well and... you know, a load of us go for lunch you meet someone through like a group that you're in or something. But I'm sorry, no, but your missus comes home with her yoga pants welded for her. It's like, I met this fella today while I was doing squats. Seems like a nice lad. Come on. I mean, come on, you're being purposely facetious here now.
I'm arguing that had this guy Shane found out about this friendship by chance, then I could understand him being a bit paranoid and issuing an ultimatum, but he didn't.
He's probably frustrated that maybe his girlfriend has been naive if she really doesn't, because he's probably thinking about it like a man, saying men don't invest this kind of interest and time into a woman unless they want something. They don't.
They don't. Because like all my female friends, like they've been friends since we were all teenagers. You know what I mean? There's history there. Yeah. We've all grown up together. We've all had families and stuff like that. Like Adrian, if your missus came home from the gym and said, "Hey, I met this really nice guy, six and a half feet tall, absolutely stacked. He helps me with my squats and helps me with my benching and stuff like that," and I gave him my phone number, you wouldn't your fuck be happy about it.
Is that not the same thing as having a personal trainer?
Is the difference between a personal trainer?
You're paying for a service. Adrian, come on. This is getting silly now. This is getting about as believable as Simple Simon having a girlfriend that didn't come with a puncture repair kit. Come on. Like keep it around the believable. Come on.
I believe that this girl has told her boyfriend the truth. That's all you can ask for in a relationship. So there is trust there because she's told him the truth. What more do you want?
You're also being insulting to your partner because this didn't start out as like, oh, we just, you know, I met this fella and we're friends and he's got a partner and kids and, you know, we get along well. This started out as your man wanted to make her... like, he wanted to get involved with her in a romantic fashion. And she said, no, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend, but here's my phone number. That's actually showing an awful lot of disrespect to your partner. And I'm not going to say just for women, for men, too. And particularly Irish women. If you went home to your missus and said that, she'd break your fucking jaw. Or you'd be going
That's
to be
exactly what I said.
Like.
It's a complete lack of respect because this guy, her boyfriend, knows she's gone off to the gym. She's been really friendly with this guy who's into her. And I think it's only human nature to be a bit like, what the fuck? Like, come on. You know he's into you. Why are you playing into it?
So he issues her an ultimatum. It's him or me. And she says, what are you even on about? I'm just friendly with this guy. And that's what she will
say.
But see,
here's the thing. No. But see, here's the thing, though. If you are in a relationship, particularly like one where you plan on spending the rest of your life with someone, if it bothers you that much that your new male friend that you go and get sweaty in the gym with, anybody would say, Jesus, I'm sorry, Pat. I stepped over a boundary here. I won't do it again. I'll cut this person out of my life. You would. You'd do it for your partner.
That is literally one step behind what Simon was going on about.
Simon's not even the same fucking continent as what Simon was talking about.
Shane is talking about, I want to give her an ultimatum, and the ultimatum is dump that friend of yours or I'm gone.
I don't think he'd be saying don't talk to me again. I'd imagine he's probably saying something like, just, you know, keep him a bit more at arm's length. He obviously likes you. For me, keep him a bit at arm's length. He obviously thinks he's getting somewhere with you. I would take it like that. And if she had any respect for him, it need to be said. She'd be like, look, you're into me. I have a boyfriend. I'm sorry. Be pleasant. Be all of that. But do you need to be so friendly with swapping numbers? How were the numbers even swapped?
Well, we don't know that. I wouldn't mind finding out the answer to that. If Shane actually knows the answer, he can let us know. All right, that is just about it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast. It's been a lively one, I have to say. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And before I go, if you would like, we know there have been some issues lately with Spotify sending out notifications for podcasts. A lot of you haven't been receiving notifications. Nope. If you want a guarantee of a notification every time we upload a new episode, why not join us on our WhatsApp channel? If you'd like to join us on the WhatsApp channel, we will use that to send you notifications once or twice a day, and that's it. We won't spam you. We will send you notifications once or twice a day.
And it's only to do it listening.
Correct. So for our live show or for a podcast. But if you've been having issues getting notifications from Spotify about latest episodes, we guarantee we will send you on our WhatsApp channel. If you'd like to be added to it, you just send us the words add me to 0858252626. 26. Add me to 085-825-2626. We'll send you a link back to our WhatsApp channel and you'll get notifications from there. Add me and send it to 085-825-2626. Before we go, a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. They are the tax agent that you can trust. They only charge, by the way, 10% plus VAT compared to some questionable companies out there charging a fortune. If you'd like to find out if you're entitled to a tax rebate, visit their website, irishtaxrebates.ie. Thank you for joining us. I'm Adrian. That's Katie. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.